Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, wherever you are in the world, and welcome to another podcast of Alpha Star Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me today. I'm a little late with the full moon solstice forecast. Life gets a little crazy for me with kids, but I do want to talk about a few things today and go over some stuff. We've had some tragedy in the past week with the Orlando issue. We had the little boy with the alligator a couple weeks ago. What was it? The hombre, the gorilla. And, you know, a lot of people have a lot of different opinions about a lot of different things. And we do it as human beings have to respect others' opinions. I'm luckily blessed to have people in my life that are true psychic mediums. Some of those people are animal intuitives, animal mediums. And when you get to hear from an animal psychic telling you how they've tapped into the spirit and soul of this creature, kind of changes your perspective on things a little bit. Not everyone has those gifts. I strongly believe that those gifts are given, they're a gift, whether you want to call it God, goddess, higher power. Some of you out there have these gifts and you don't even know it. So you would be able to know that with a full life reading from me. But I wanted to talk about the full moon that we had a few days ago, and it was a very rare event that took place. You know, it's not every day that you have a full moon that lands on a solstice. And this past Monday, we had a full moon in Sagittarius along with the summer solstice. Now, this is high energy. This is incredible energy, and you won't get this kind of energy again till 2094, I believe, is the next time a full moon will fall in a solstice. I'll be long gone. My kids will be in their 90s. So I hope each and every one of you savored the moment and enjoyed it because it was a beautiful, beautiful day. With the full moon in Sagittarius, it's the ultimate midsummer blessing. It's good times. It's good philosophy. It's good conversation. Making plans for faraway places can be thought about now. Meeting up with interesting foreigners and pretty much luck in general was the highlight of this energy. But there's something of this energy that I want each and every one of you to listen to what I'm getting ready to say. Because with this energy, this is what this energy wants you to do for the remainder of the year. The full moon and the solstice, we're at a halfway point now. The days are getting shorter. Summer is going away slowly, slowly, and slowly, and pretty soon we'll be in a winter solstice in December. But this has to do with intent, your intent in life, your intent and soul's purpose. What I want all of my listeners to remember is this: liberate yourself from all guilt. There is no future in your past. Don't keep focusing on the mistakes you've made in your past because there's no future in them. Move forward. Move forward. And I have to remember that myself. That's a little piece of advice I have to reiterate in the back of my head as well. Liberate yourself from fear. Okay? Don't fear. It's easier said than done. Trust me. I know this. I'm one of those people. I was just talking to a girlfriend yesterday. And we were both saying how we're manifestors. And if we think negative, we'll manifest it. You know, that's kind of the power of a broom sister and a witch. But we have that power to manifest things. And there's a lot of people out there. We don't have to be of a metaphysical path to manifest negativity. Liberate yourself from fear and liberate yourself from worry. The three things to liberate yourself from: guilt, fear, and worry. Now, it's easier said than done, I know. And you just got to kind of go with it. If there are days that you feel like you're in a lull, you're probably operating on one of your negative days. Know that it's a 48-hour period and it will pass. best thing to do in this moon phase is to dance, to listen to music, and get creative in your writing. That will give you solace. That will give you peace. That will give you balance. And it's therapeutic for your soul and your own energy to do things like that. Let's see. What else did I want to talk about? I do want to get into the whole gay issue because there's a lot of people out there, and some of them are in my own family that are very anti-gay. And I want to share a little story with you. My father was a military barber back in the 60s after he got out of the Army. And he decided to get his cosmetology license. Okay, so he became a hairdresser. I'm a hairdresser. That's what I do for a living. Everyone used to tell him, oh, he's gay. He's gay, this, that, and the other. Well, no, he was far from gay. Trust me. But, man, that man could do a badass beehive. And my mother was his hair model. And that's kind of how they met. And that rest is history. But when we judge others just by looking at them, by what they do for a living, without getting the full story, we don't know what their life is. We've never walked a day in their shoes. What I'm trying to say is to not be as judgmental. And until we've walked a day in another person's shoes, we really have no business speculating, making comments, or anything like that. And I'm guilty of it too with certain things, you know. You have to walk a day in another person's shoes to really comprehend what's going on. I do want to talk about the gay issue for just a minute because I believe that it's important. Now, I'm sure you heard about the pastor, I think he was in Sacramento, who made this comment about there are 50 less pedophiles in the world due to this, and he thought it was great. And that is a very sick individual that hides behind the Bible and a cross to spew hatred. Does that mean that a lot of my Christian friends out there, and I do have a lot of them, think this way? Certainly not. Fact, a great majority of my Christian friends are big-time gay rights supporters. So what I'm trying to say is I hear certain people say, oh, you know, typical Christian, it's this, it's that. Well, I've been guilty of saying that too before. I take full responsibility for what I've said in the past. But when you spew hate like that, you're part of the problem. You're not part of the solution. Okay. And I've actually know a couple of people through Facebook that have unfriended me for my views on this because they are such there's a word I'm looking for. They're so they're hardcore into their beliefs, but it's so hardcore that it's not coming from a place of love and compassion like their Jesus was, as that's what they believe in, is Jesus. That's not what he was about at all. You would be surprised to know that the placement of your own stars, your UCI, your unique celestial identity, create someone who's a lesbian, create someone who's gay, can create someone who's transgender. They're going by what's been put into them through their stars. They can't help that. That is their psychological, physical makeup. And you can see it in certain stars. When I do readings on certain people, I mean, I've done readings on children, and I sometimes can't come at the parent and say, well, your child's this, this, and that, and don't be surprised 10, 15 years from now, he or she tells you they're gay. Some parents freak out at that. Not all. And I choose to say that to certain people because there's some people that can handle that knowledge. And then there's some people that can't handle that knowledge. It's just the way it is. And it has to do with their own unique celestial identity. Let me just explain something to all of you here. With human beings, if a female's born with an overload of strong masculine planets, and I've seen this in some of my friends. Like I said, I have a lot of friends in the gay community. I am a hairdresser. It kind of goes hand in hand, you know. I have a lot of gay boyfriends, okay, and I love each and every one of them. They're great. They're like my brothers, and I always have their back, and they always have mine. But when we're going to go with a woman first. When a woman has a strong concentration of masculine energy in her stars, this is the kind of woman that will not care about doing any kind of cooking, having children, cleaning, any of those so quote unquote wifely duties, as we call it. But a lesbian soul feels like a man inside. She feels masculine, physically and emotionally. And she can't help herself. She's going by the jurisdiction of her stars. It makes perfect sense to me, and it may make perfect sense to some of you out there, not all of you, but it makes sense to me. Now, also remember, in a male, if a man has a lot of female planets in their chart, they're going to be prone to being more, they're going to be gay. The men will be gay. It just comes with their UCI. And, you know, so there are some men out there that I know that are incredible hairdressers. They're incredible cooks, great at fashion, great at styling, great at this, great at that. Peters more towards a feminine motif, so to speak. This is their makeup. This is what makes them who and what they are. That expression you hear from the Westboro Baptist Church, God hates fags, okay? It's one of the most crude, lewd, and rude things you could possibly say. And I kind of laugh at these people. Yeah, you can get upset with them, but the best thing to do is laugh at these people. Pity these people. Because they're not advanced souls. And like I said, they hide behind a Bible to spew hatred. These people think that they're going to go to heaven and get to the pearly gates. I think not. And I do think in life they will get reincarnated into something. For being so hateful in their own life, their next life will be even harder and they will be hated. And for all we know, I'm not, you know, I'm speculating. This isn't general fact, but if you do bad in this lifetime, you do get reincarnated into a next life. But it's going to be a hard life. It'll be a life of hard lessons. You may even get reincarnated into a gay or a lesbian. Hopefully, no, I said this on my last podcast. 30 years from now, this won't even be an issue, okay? Because there's a certain generation, and I know this sounds harsh, that needs to die off. These are kind of the baby boomer generation in a lot of ways. And I don't mean any disrespect because I know a lot of baby boomers that are big time supporters of the gay pride movement. There are some that are so stuck in their theologian thinking and their thought process and the way things are done that the world's advancing and moving forward, and they're going to end up leaving these people behind. Like I said, 30 years from now, this will not be an issue. We will laugh at this in 30 years. Can you believe we're all fighting over gay rights and this and that, blah, blah, blah? You know, it's part of life. One generation is born, the next generation dies out. It's the circle of life. It's not me trying to be harsh or mean or vindictive. It's a fact and it's reality. And we just kind of go with it. We move forward. We go with the flow. is what we do. You know, what makes me sad is there's such hatred and disdain for these people. And if we would turn our energy into love, compassion, and kindness instead of all this hate, what a better place this would be. Oh, my God. Maybe someday. But those who do listen to me, you're part of the 1%, and it's not the political 1% like you hear in politics. No, I'm talking about a 1%, and it's only 1% on this planet that have it. It's called cosmic consciousness. 99% of this world does not have it. And when we talk about it as psychics, astrologers, witches, mediums, intuitives, spiritualists, shamans, whatever you call yourself, people look at you kind of like you're batshit crazy, pardon my French. They laugh at you and they snicker and they sneer. Okay, you know, in the beginning I used to get upset with this, but now I kind of have pity on people and just say, oh, you're a lost soul. And sometimes people will never get it in this lifetime. So I'm blessed to be part of that 1% that's raised my vibrations to higher consciousness. And does that mean I don't get mad at the ignorance and the stupidity that goes on? Those who know me well on Facebook always know I'm on a rant about something. No. There's always going to be ignorance and stupidity in the world. Okay? It's just part of life. I do think it's a part of us being tested in a way, and to see if we fail or pass that test. I know it sounds crazy, but it makes sense. Anyway, back to the planets and being gay. I want to explain this to you, and it's a little hard to explain to certain people, but one thing I know is when a child has a high concentration of masculine or a high concentration of feminine planets, it gets stronger as they go into puberty, which makes sense. After puberty, these people know that they're different from others, not in a bad way. And there are many people that are gay, many. Some you probably wouldn't even know. How do I explain this? It makes perfect sense to me. Now, when I was growing up, I had a good friend, and she was very butch, is what some of my friends said. She's butch. And I didn't have cosmic consciousness back then when I was 15 and 16. Yes, I was reading certain books by certain metaphysical authors. But it was my intuition. It was my own abilities within me. I could detect something about her. Now she's gay. She's married. Lives in San Francisco, and she's a beautiful person. And she's a lot happier since she's come out. I have people in my own family who are transgender. And here's the irony of this. When a certain relative of mine was making the transition, there were certain relatives that weren't happy with this, made snide remarks. What I find amazing is this Pluto and Sagittarius generation. I'm talking about my kids. These are also the millennials that you see out there. Their thought process is different. And one of my kids said to me, and I'm not going to repeat my family member's name, but, you know, I'm going to use a fake name. Well, Aunt Jenny's still Aunt Jenny, whether she's Aunt Jenny or Uncle Jimmy. The heart is still the same. Beautiful statement. Beautiful. And that's what you have to remember. It doesn't matter. The heart, if it's a good heart, the person is still the same person. Okay? Nothing's changed. If people had a little bit more understanding and cosmic consciousness, they would grow to understand this. Being gay is not a choice. You are created by genetics, by your UCI. And I had a conversation with a friend a while back who told me, yeah, he used to be really anti-gay. And he said to me, he had had this long talk with a gay guy, and the gay guy said to him, why would I make it a choice to be vilified, violated, considered a pedophile, considered this, considered that, and sometimes, a lot of times, fear for my life because of my sexual orientation? Why would I choose that? Makes sense. It is not a choice. It's genetics. You're born that way. You can't pray the gay away. You can't do this. You can't do that. It's set in your stars to be gay or lesbian or transgender. Like I said earlier, a high concentration of energy, planets, masculine planets will make a woman very much a lesbian. Major feminine planets in a male stars will make the man very feminine and be gay. Makes sense. What I'm trying to say is we need to live and let live. And I do feel, and I've said this before, and I mean no disrespect to any of my listeners out there, because I don't care what religion you practice. I don't care what God you pray to. We are all one. No religion is different from the other in a lot of ways. And I want you to really think about this. The three religions that are out there, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Think about the part of the world where these three religions manifested from, okay? The Middle East is a Pisces nation. Pisces rules religion. Pisces rules oil. Pisces rules hospitals, insane asylums, jails. It rules water, of course, floods. I always talk about the universal energy we're in right now. We are in a dragon's tail in Pisces. The universal energy is in the tail, is in Pisces. The head's in Virgo. You see things happening religiously. This is also a time when a lot of religion is taking a lot. Statistics are showing more and more and less people are going to church and getting involved in religion. What people need to remember is the universe is our church. The entire planet is our church. And we, the people, have to make this planet a better place for all, not just for Muslims or for Christians or for Jews or for this or for that. We are all one, regardless of the God we worship. Trust me, whether you want to call him Jesus, Jehovah, or Allah, you're all praying to the same God. You just pray a little differently. There are radical Muslims just like there are radical Christians. You know, what has happened in Orlando is disgusting. Just disgusting. And I ain't getting into the whole gun issue because that's a whole another can of worms. We could do that on another show. I don't have enough time to discuss that. What I'm trying to say is whether you are... It doesn't matter. We're all one. Religion is, I feel, a cancer in this world that is slowly and surely eating up humanity. And you're seeing it in the news. You're seeing someone who has taken 50 innocent lives all in the name of Allah. It's the same when the guy goes into the abortion clinic and shoots up all those people in the name of Jesus. He's no better. They're radicals. And then people seem to forget some of the radicals that have come out of this country. Tim McVeigh, Kaczynski. These are radicals too. And they're white. It doesn't really matter the color of your skin. A radical is a radical is a radical. All religion was birthed in the Middle East because the Middle East is a Pisces nation. all religions going to die in that part of the world as well. It may not happen today, it may not happen tomorrow, but in 30 years from now, like I said, things will be very different, hopefully for the better. Man does have the opportunity to make this world a better place. I don't know if that's going to happen, though, because there's too many uncosmically conscious people running this world. And there's the elites. And there is this infiltration of, I've been taught to call it a reptilian thought process. Our secret government. The government you see in front of you is not actually the government that's really running this country. There's a secret government behind that. Nobody really knows who's in charge of that, but I think I could give you a few last names to help you understand who the true masters of this country and this world are. Starting with the United States of America, I have 3 minutes left, so I'm going to make this quick. David and Charles Koch, they are the true masters of the United States of America. Then when we get into the banking industry, the true masters of this country are the Rothschild and the Chases, the people that have created the banking system. Is it an accident that four major banking companies are also the owners of four major oil companies? That is not an accident. Not an accident. Think real hard before you say things, because like I said, sometimes we're part of the problem and not the solution. And anyway, and if you do know somebody out there that is, you know, gay, transgender, and they need guidance and they need help, maybe a full life reading by them would help them to understand their stars better. I'm always here, and I am running a summer solstice special for the Astro Tarot. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's a 12-card spread, and each card is pulled from the major arcana. I don't work with the minor. And it falls into each housing system. So first house, soul's purpose. Second house is the money house. Third house is the communication house. I also work with sacred stones, and we drop those to see where the energy of those stones falls in your housing system. It is amazing how these stones take on the energy of the tarot card. It's absolutely amazing. And for those of you who have had a reading for me, you know what I'm talking about. I've had readings for my own self. They're amazing. So if you're interested, alphastarradio@gmail.com. And you can always find me on Facebook at Alpha Star Radio. But I just wanted to give you a little explanation of what it means to be gay and whatnot. Like I said, it's written in people's stars, and it's not a choice. And that's just the way it is. Now, we are in a phase that's kind of dangerous right now. We are in called a uranic phase. And when you have a high concentration of uranic energy, you're going to see more volcanoes, more earthquakes during this time. I've read the thing that San Andreas is moving. I'm in California, so I'm waiting. But be safe out there during this phase. This phase is going to dissipate probably around Saturday, the 25th. And then it looks like we're okay for the remainder of the month. But June, like I said, was a terrible month for a great many people, as we well know. Moving into July, you know, I will do another podcast 4th of July. The new moon is on the 4th of July. It is in family-oriented Cancer, so this is going to be a beautiful moon. But I do want to thank you for joining me today. I hope my little explanation on what it means to be gay kind of helped you understand some things, and I do apologize for getting the full moon forecast out so late. Got the kids here on summer vacation, and sometimes my time is not my own. So I want to thank everyone for joining me this afternoon. Have a great weekend. Light and love to all, and I will see you on the 4th of July.